never give up. Fighting till the end, gotta get back up. No time for loss. Fighting till the end, no matter what the cost.
Yeah.
Keep moving,
gotta get back up. What?
Keep moving,
gotta get back up.
Keep moving,
gotta get back up.
What?
Keep moving,
gotta get back up.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Come on in. Is there any more important skill than keep moving? I think that's it. Wait a second, there is a more important skill. Yeah, it's get back up. You know, when you climb up the mountain, whichever mountain you're choosing to climb, it feels like once you get there, you'll be there. But as you've done your entire life, when you climb that mountain and you get there, there seems to be another mountain you want to climb, or you have to climb. It just happens. And you're going to get knocked down. The boulders are going to come down. The avalanches are going to happen. It's just going to happen. So got to get that skill set. Today, we're going to give you an old school skill set. If you haven't heard this before, Earl Nightingale and the Strangest Secret. I'll run down that for you. A lot of folks haven't heard that before. And it is just a basic and personal growth 101, as you'll get it today. It is a daily boost from motivationtomove.com. The positive boost you need every single day since 2006, episode 4,789 these days. My name is Scott Smith. Good to have you. And tomorrow is the big day, March 14th, 11 a.m. Eastern and 7 p.m. Eastern, doing two presentations, the Face Your Passion Workshop. You're welcome to come to both. You just got to be registered. If you want the replay, you got to register so I can send you that. Go to faceyourpassion.com. We're going to unleash your passion. A little bit, well, it's tomorrow, actually. I said it's today. I got confused because I'm recording a day early. So today's the day. Get on over there. You still got time, okay? So let's jump into this. The Strangest Secret. Now, one of the goals I set a long time ago with this podcast, when I sat down to do this, because everybody knows that I sat down and said, I'm going to create a world-famous, huge podcast. That's my goal, a big old company. Let's go ahead and do that. Now, that's not how it happened. I just kind of sat down and said, this is cool. Let's do a podcast. And when I set the goal of doing it, kind of haphazardly, really, I said, well, how many should I do? Nobody had ever done podcasts before, really. We were one of the new ones out there way back in 2006. And I said, well, Earl Nightingale did 5,000 episodes of his radio show. So I can do 5,000 episodes of a podcast for sure, right? And here we are. We're closing down on it. By the end of the year, I'll be at 5,000. That's awesome. So cool. But Earl Nightingale was a guy that really had an influence on me in a couple of different ways. I used to work at the Motivation Station in Pompano Beach, Florida, way back in the 80s. And our job, I was kind of a disc jockey. My job was to play clips from motivational speakers. And every single one came from the Nightingale Conat company. And you might recall back in the 80s, we had these big cassette albums. That's what we used. And Earl Nightingale owned that company. But when he did it, The Strangest Secret, something you may not know is that it was actually done because he worked for an insurance company. And he had to motivate a salesman. So he put together a motivational thing for his salesman. And then he went out of town. And while he was out of town, it kind of caught fire. People heard it. And it ended up on the radio. Before you know it, it became a gold record, the very first spoken word gold record. Huh? How'd that happen? I don't even know. There's been another one. He comes back into town. He said, what happened here? Well, they love it. It works. But he made it for salesmen. He made it for business. And so much of the stuff that we do around here is for business. And then when you think about it, though, aren't people that work in business, own business, or employees of a business, aren't they human? So the same thing works, no matter where you are. So this is kind of basic stuff. If you've heard this before, you can hear it again. If you've never heard it, you need to understand this. And if you like it, you need to go get some Earl Nightingale and listen to some. Kind of fun to listen to that old school style of talking, isn't it? Strangest Secret. A motivational standard. Number one. You become what you think. Now, as a guy who's done a tremendous amount of coaching with people, I can tell you this. When people come and they are talking about what they want, oftentimes they're talking about all the friction and all the stuff that's holding them back. And I get it because we're trying to figure out the obstacles and get there. But the challenge is you're focused on the wrong thing. You become exactly what you think. If you think about being happy, you're going to be happy. You think about being successful, you're going to be successful. It just happens. It's simply a matter of what you're focused on. That's all there is to it. So as you go through your day, focus on all the stuff that's happening around you. Be careful because you're going to get more of that stuff. You become what you think. You must pay the price. Now, I was going to say this is not very popular these days, but the truth is there's a lot of people that are very much willing to pay the price. When I say pay the price, I mean pay it in a good way. That's getting in the grind, getting your side hustle happening, doing what it takes to get what you want, what you need, what you believe you're supposed to have in this lifetime. A lot of people still do that. A lot of people think they do it, and some people don't do it. The work ethic, a little different these days than it used to be, but it's still there. But no matter what you want, no matter how easy you think it is, even if you think AI will do it for you, it won't. As soon as it's easy for you to do it, a billion other people will do it, and you'll be out of luck. So you got to pay the price. You got to dig in. You got to find a way. You got to be willing to do that. A lot of folks don't want to pay the price to get what they want. They wonder why somebody else has something that they want and they don't get it. You didn't pay the price. Sometimes it's sleep. Sometimes it's money. Sometimes it's relationships. You got to pay the price. So let me talk to my guys for a minute. Guys, do you need to up your sex life a little bit? Maybe you're too busy or maybe you're too embarrassed to go to the doctor. I get it. You're not alone. Hims is our sponsor today and has really changed men's healthcare with doctor-tested ED treatment. So the process is pretty simple. It's 100% online. Just answer a few questions and a medical provider will determine your treatment options that can be up to 95% cheaper too. That's good. So guys, or ladies, your guy, if ED is on your mind, do what hundreds of thousands of Hims subscribers do. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/dailyboost. That's hims.com/dailyboost for your personalized ED treatment options. hims.com/dailyboost. And now the small print. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. Number three, since we know you become what you think, you must control your thoughts. Easier said than done. The Fisher Passion Program we're going to be working on today on the workshop we're doing is pretty much about that, because I understand that's the key to everything. You got to get down under the hood. You got to get that thinking in the right direction. If you're happy, great. If you find yourself not happy one day, you got to have control of that. Got to get it back in that stage where you're happy again. So you have to become what you think. You got to pay the price, and you got to control your thoughts. Number four, cut away the limitations of your mind. Limiting beliefs. I don't know anybody who doesn't have that. Doesn't get a little bit afraid when they go for it and push a little bit. Last couple of weeks, I've been out on the limb doing this big event I got going on here. Man, it's been a lot happening here. And then, you know, you send out a bunch of emails. And before you know it, you got a whole bunch of people complaining. It's like, wait a second, you like my email I sent yesterday. Why don't you like me today? I don't understand it. You took my free stuff, but now you don't want me to send you an email? I'm inviting you to something free. I don't get it. It feels like a limitation to me sometimes. I'm not complaining, by the way. It's just the way it is. But when you are forced with the friction and some of the negativity that comes with doing a really good thing or something you love to do, sometimes it screws with you. So you got to cut away that limitation. It's like, who the hell cares? I do what I do, and so do you. Number five, set clearly defined goals. This is the biggest mistake most people make. Now, the biggest mistake is they don't set goals at all, just being honest. But they don't set a clearly defined goal, one you can actually really look at and specifically know exactly what it means. I make you this promise, when you know exactly what it means, you'll make it happen. Old school stuff still works. Number six, act promptly when your path is clear. Interesting, huh? That would say we have to clear the path, doesn't it? And yes, you have to. Sometimes it takes a superhuman effort to clear the path and all the stuff out of the way just to get where you want to go. You ever felt that before? It's crazy sometimes. I just want to do this. Why can't I just get to it? But once it's there, go. Don't hold back. I promise you somebody else is going to go if you don't. Number seven, save at least 10% of every dollar. Save at least 10% of every dollar. It's kind of hard to do these days. I do it automatically because in this electronic money world we live in these days, it's kind of hard to look at money and save it in an envelope and stuff. A lot of people do that stuff, but you got to save it for a lot of different reasons. And if you're young, if you're under 25 and you're not saving 10% of every dollar, shame on you, because someday you'll be my age. You'll look back on it wishing you did. Save 10% of every dollar. What do you want more than anything else? You know the answer to that question? What do you want more than anything else? I ask that question all the time, and I will tell you, about 98% of the time, nobody has a clue. I ask it three or four more times, kind of kick it around and shake it around a little bit, then they start to have a clue. What do you want more than anything else? Have you ever thought about that? Have you given yourself permission to say that, to answer that, to believe in that? Are you willing to do more than you must? Are you willing to do more than anybody else? Are you willing to do it better than anybody else? In the capacity of where you are today, you might not be better than anybody else today, but you're going to give it a shot and you will be fast. Are you ready to do that? What do you want more than anybody else, anything else? Are you willing to do more than anybody else will do? More than you must even do yourself. You're going to just shatter that even. Do it better than anybody else too. Are you ready to make it so nobody can ignore you? Commit today and do more than you must, and you get what you want. Simple, basic ideas. Old school has not gone out of style. Yeah, Earl's an OG. There's no doubt about that. All right, hopefully I'll see you. Just go to faceyourpassion.com, get registered, join me in the event. If you hear this later, go ahead and join anyway. Yeah, we can send the replay email. You can see that. It's going to be a good thing. We've got two. I'm going to be really good by the second one. I promise that. Well, I hope so. Anyway, we'll see. See you later.